Judges chapter 13. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yahweh. And Yahweh delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. And his wife was barren, and did not bear child. And the angel of Yahweh appeared to the woman and said to her, Behold now, you are barren, and you do not bear. But you shall conceive and bear a son. Now for this reason, beware, I ask of you, and do not drink wine, nor strong drink, and do not eat any unclean. For lo, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to Yahweh from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. And then the woman came and told her husband, saying, A man of Yahweh came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of a messenger of Yahweh, very terrible. But I did not ask him from where he came, neither did he tell me his name. But he said to me, You shall conceive and bear a son. And now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing. For the child shall be a Nazarite to Yahweh from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah entreated Yahweh and said, O Yahweh, let the man of Elohim which you did send come again to us and teach us what we shall do to the child that shall be born. And Yahweh listened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of Yahweh came again to the woman as she sat in the field, but Manoah her husband was not with her. The woman made haste and ran and showed her husband and said to him, Behold, the man has appeared to me that came to me the other day. Manoah rose and went after his wife and came to the man and said to him, Are you the man that spoke to the woman? He said, I am. Manoah said, Now let your words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and what shall we do to him? And the angel of Yahweh said to Manoah, Of all that I said to the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that comes of the vine. Neither let her drink wine nor strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. That all that I commanded her, let her observe. Manoah said to the messenger of Yahweh, I ask of you, let us keep you here until we've made ready a kid for you. And the angel of Yahweh said to Manoah, Though you keep me here, I will not eat of your food. But if you will offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to Yahweh. For Manoah did not know that he was a messenger of Yahweh. And Manoah said to the messenger of Yahweh, What is your name, so that when your sayings come to pass, we may do you honor? The angel of Yahweh said to him, Why do you ask after my name in this manner, seeing it is secret? And so Manoah took a kid with a meal offering and offered it upon a rock to Yahweh. And the messenger did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off of the altar, that the angel of Yahweh ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked upon it and fell on their faces to the ground. But the messenger of Yahweh did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. And then Manoah knew that he was a messenger of Yahweh. And Manoah said to his wife, We shall surely die because we've seen Elohim. But his wife said to him, If Yahweh were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meal offering at our hands. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would his at this time have told us such things as these. And the woman bore a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and Yahweh blessed him. And the spirit of Yahweh began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. End of chapter 1.